The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky, and I am very pleased to be with you, bringing you today's Daily Briefing on Inauguration Day. It is 3:05 p.m. if you are listening to KTQA Daily Briefing live on this Wednesday, January 20th. And remember that the Daily Briefing is your place where you can get all of your updates and resources related to staying healthy, staying active, and staying connected during this pandemic. And I will be bringing you that very shortly in just a few moments. You're listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing on 95.3 FM in Tacoma. Good afternoon once again. This is Becky and I am back. Remember that your state level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, generally 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. Yesterday, we became aware that the state's coronavirus Q&A line had to stop accepting calls and close down a little bit early because there was such an influx of calls to the Q&A line that they had a backlog of voicemails to return and phone calls to return. But generally, the coronavirus Q&A line for the state of Washington is 1-800-525-0127. If you can't get through on the phone line, you can text the word coronavirus to 211-211. If you dial 211, you'll get connected to community resources and referral services to help you out through this pandemic offered by the United Way. And you can also visit wa211.org online. Some of those resources that are available to both adults and youth that might be experiencing stress or distress are available. One of them is the Washington Listens support line. You can have a listening ear just to go through and process some of the feelings, anxieties, and emotions that you're working with, or to get referral services, referral for behavioral health services in your area. And the number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. For anyone who's in more acute distress, the Suicide Prevention Lifeline phone number is 1-800-273-8255. O en español, el número para prevenir el suicidio es 888-628-9454. The Crisis Text Line provides confidential text access from anywhere in the United States to a trained crisis counselor. You got to just text 741-741. If you text the word frontline to 741-741, you'll be connected with a crisis counselor trained to help frontline workers in the fight against COVID. Adolescents can call or text the Teen Link number at 866-833-6546 and chat with a peer counselor. An individual struggling with substance use or addiction can call or text the Washington Recovery Helpline. That number is 366-789-1511. And if you missed any of those numbers, don't worry, because you can go online to daily.ktqa.org for the Daily Briefing, and you can click on the date and listen to our Daily Briefings shortly after broadcast every day. But those perennial resources are always listed at the top of every Daily Briefing. All you got to do is click on the date. Moving on to state-level information for today. Washingtonians can find out if they are eligible for COVID-19 vaccines online at findyourphasewa.org. Again, that's findyourphasewa.org. It's called Phase Finder if you want to use your search engines to search that up. The State Department of Health reminds residents that even if you qualify today, you may still have to wait a few weeks to get an appointment for those vaccines due to available doses and availability of appointment times. The department's normal media briefing that had been scheduled for today is rescheduled for tomorrow, Thursday, January 21st at 9 a.m. More information is available online at doh.wa.gov. Continuing with state-level information, the state legislature and the governor have extended 26 emergency proclamations and rules on account of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic emergency. The full list can be found online at governor.wa.gov in the news section. These 26 proclamations cover a broad range of issues, including those related to long-term care and behavioral health facilities, governmental access like the Opens Meetings Act, and relief from tax penalties and fees, licensing issues, tuition waivers, delays of a few implementations of new laws, and unemployment benefits and protections from debt collector seizure of federal stimulus payments. Moving on to regional level information, Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 302 new coronavirus cases today. The county's average cases per day over the last 2 weeks is 261, and with a 6-day lag to account for data accuracy, the case rate per 100,000 people in Pierce County is 405. That does mean that, based on the sheer number of coronavirus tests being performed and coming out positive in Pierce County, community transmission of coronavirus is alive and active right now in our county. More than 4,000 Washingtonians have died from COVID, and nationally, more than 400,000 people have succumbed to the disease. Wash up, stay separate, keep your mask up over your nose, protect the health and safety of those you love and those in our community. Continuing with some regional news for today, the UW, that's the University of Washington, announced they will not be holding most in-person spring quarter classes. This is a continuation of their fall and winter quarter practices, but all campuses do expect to bring more students back to campus in the fall. That's for UW in Seattle, Bothell, and in Tacoma. Speaking of Tacoma, the Tacoma Arts Commission is accepting applications for $3,000 grants. More information is available online at cityoftacoma.org, and you can look for cityoftacoma.org/arts-ops. That's arts, A-R-T-S, ops, O-P-P-S. I believe that's short for Arts Opportunities. But if you just go to cityoftacoma.org, you can find more information. Just search for links of Tacoma Arts Commission. You can also call 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, and they'll connect you to the appropriate individuals. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region, including at MultiCare, Franciscan, and Kaiser facilities, at Community Healthcare and CMAR Community Health Centers, at Cheney Stadium, and more. Our King County listeners can go to kingcounty.gov to find locations in your area. And for Pierce County locations, you can visit tpchd.org/COVID test. That's the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department, tpchd.org. Our remaining testing sites this week for the health department include Thursday, January 21st. They'll be out at Gig Harbor's Chapel Hill Presbyterian Church, the Church for All Nations in Tacoma, and the Lakewood Inspection Station. And on Friday, January 22nd, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department mobile testing sites include Tacoma Metro Park's Candle Park, Bonnie Lake High School, and the State Emission Inspection Station down in Lakewood. No ID is required. Tests are free and open to anyone, and most testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., except for the Lakewood Station. That runs late until 5:30. Results are typically available in 3 to 7 days. Well, apart, of course, from all of the briefings that I bring you, all of the updates and resources related to the Daily Briefing. Today was Inauguration Day, marking a transition of power and administration at our federal executive levels. Lots of news going on there. If you got things to talk about with the KTQA staff, or if you find that, hey, I got some things to talk about, why can't I talk about them on radio? Feel free to email us and get involved. There's lots of opportunities at KTQA coming up this year as we extend and expand our capabilities, including building out our studio in the heart of Hilltop. You've been listening to KTQA Daily Briefing. Remember, you can dial 311 for the City of Tacoma, 211 for Community Resources. Our phone number where you can text or call us is 253-330-8821. If you aren't on our email list yet, go to ktqa.org/contact and let us know you'd like to be included or how you'd like to get involved. If you missed any part of the Daily Briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. Talk to y'all on Thursday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.